Grace to you and peace from God our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The question that our text from Isaiah answers tonight is there anything so dead that God cannot bring forth life? Spoiler alert, I'm going to say the answer is no. Just worship is done. Let's just go home. We'll do communion and be done. Record time. My grandma, when I was growing up, my mom's mom, the goofiest woman I have ever met, and they had a saying something. She would say to me when I was like 12 or 13, she'd say, Heather, you know, if I didn't know how old I was and if I didn't look in the mirror, I would never believe that I'm as old as I am. And in my 12 and 13-year-old brain, I'm like, you've always been old, Grandma. I didn't say it because I was smart as a child. She said, my brain tells me I'm like 25. And my body says, oh, no, you're not. As I've aged, I understand more and more about what she's talking about. And I have no idea how old she was in relation to me when she would say those things. She's probably closer to my age than not. But as I've grown older, my brain still tells me I'm 25, right? That I can do all the things that I could do when I was 25, and yet I make an awful lot of noise these days. I make noise when I sit down after a long day, like, oh. When I stand up, like, oh. I mean, there's a whole variety of noises, and my body's like, you are not 25 anymore. I resonate with this passage from Isaiah when Isaiah talks about failing knees, eyes that don't work so well, ears that don't work so well. In the midst of all of that, you know, we are physical beings, right? We're physical beings, and God wants to heal us not only in mind and spirit, but also in body, so that we're not plagued by the aches and pains of this world. I don't know that that will happen on the side of the grave, honestly, but we get glimpses of it, right? We carry around more stress and tension these days than I think ever in the history of humanity. You know, you don't have to turn on the TV for very long and you get all this bad news, because bad news sells headlines and advertising space. I have a friend who will sit there and watch TV. Every time a medical, like pharmaceutical, comes on, she'll say, where's my pad of paper? I have to remember to ask my doctor about that. I'm like, but you're not diabetic. She said, I know, but it said, ask your doctor. And even with the best meds, right, on the TV, you can think, that is going to cure everything. And the side effects are your kidneys may fall out. Your eyeballs are going to explode. There's always, even with good news, there's always that tension that we carry around with us, whether it's in our shoulders or in our lower back. But God has a solution for that. I love this passage so much because it talks about God restoring everything. I mean, just listen to this poem, this beautiful, the way Isaiah writes it. The lame will leap like a deer. The mute tongue will shout for joy. Water will gush forth in the wilderness, and streams will appear in the desert. The burning sand will become a pool, the thirsty ground bubbling springs. How beautiful is that? How beautiful is that? That's God's desire for us. That there will be abundance around us. That even in the darkest, scariest time, God is right there in our midst with us. Just picture, you're standing in the desert, and if you don't know what you're looking for, you think it's just a lifeless place, right? But it's not. It only takes a little bit of water to get the flowers to bloom. But even when it looks empty and barren, there's still life there. Whether scorpions and spiders and snakes or other animals that I can't think of at the moment, there's life. And what God does is he brings that life forth in all of its fullness. There is nothing that is so far dead that God can't bring it back to life. Lazarus was in the tomb for 4 days. Decay had already set in, and Jesus said, Lazarus, come out. There's no way that medical science would say a guy who's been dead for 4 days can come alive. And yet, Jesus brings back to life that which was dead, he who was dead. And in Ezekiel, we get this vision where God puts Ezekiel in the field with dry bones. And he says, can these bones walk again? And Ezekiel says, well, you know, which is a great Lutheran answer, kind of like, I'm not taking a side. You know. And sure enough, with the word of God, God speaks and the bones knit themselves back together. They begin to breathe. And this pile of super, super dry bones comes back to life. And the good news is that God does that for us, too. There's nothing so dead in you that Jesus cannot bring forth abundance out of it. I don't know about you and how you handle your heart, but I like to joke that, you know, something warm and tender online makes my cold, dead heart warm up just a little bit. Do I have a cold, dead heart? No. Are there parts of it that are cold? Sure. From scars, from mistakes I've made, from all sorts of baggage that I carry around, there are parts that I want to keep hidden. And I suspect that I am not the only one like that. And so we push God away, like, don't come in, I don't want you to see it. And God says, but it is my delight. It is my delight to bring you vision, to let your ears be open to hear me, to make you walk, not groan every time you move spiritually, but to bring that abundance, that beauty around you. My mom's favorite musical is Sound of Music, The Sound of Music. So growing up, every year when it would come on TV, we would all be captive because we only had 3 channels back in the day and 1 TV set, and we would be held hostage, honestly, to watch The Sound of Music. Do you like it? Oh, sorry. Remind me to introduce you to my mom. You guys can talk about Maria. But my favorite scene, which is not a high bar for me to set, my favorite scene is Maria when she's dancing across the hills, you know, where she's like, she's twirling and the hills are alive with the sound of music. That's the image that I got reading this passage this week, that God delights in bringing forth fullness and life and abundance, and that God is in our midst, not scared of our anxiety or our tension or our pain, but ready to bring forth abundance. Like, look at how beautiful this is. That there's no place in the world that is so dead that God can't bring resurrection out of it. There is no place in our lives that is so far beyond hope that even Jesus is like, I can't do anything about it. If you have those places in your life where you really don't want to engage anything, where maybe you're really burned out, you can't see joy, I invite you to pray this week and to ask God to bring forth gushing water in the desert of your life, to ask God to bring forth flowers and beauty in your heart so that you can see that God is in your midst, in the midst of all that is swirling around us in this busy season, this chaotic season, this climate that we are in. God's desire for us is not to stay dead and dry and deaf. God's desire for us is to dance with him across the countryside, delighting in the ways that God brings us back to life, not only in heaven, but in the here and now. My prayer this week, as we get closer and closer to Christmas, is that we will see that abundance from God, that we will see how much we have, and that it will sustain us through Christmas parties, through crafting parties, through all sorts of things, so we can bring abundant life into our new year. Amen.